a whole, a considerable upgrade has occurred for one and all. So it's very essential that each of us honor that. We're not cell about to die, okay, Kelly? Well, we hold the intention that you listened from the higher realm, which of course you are, and then the recording is on after. Okay, so back to our story. We've each received quite a powerful, potent potentiality of love. So the more that we understand the potentiality that is amongst us, upon us, ready to greet us, ready to hold our hand. I'm just seeing like, what do you call that? An Indian has like that full headdress. And so what that is representing is the wholeness of our soul, the wholeness of our truth. So that Indian master, that is quite well-meaning that he's here with us. He's just sort of like, he's taking his hand and just sort of brushing it over those tail feathers and kind of reminding us that this is our mastery. This is our remembrance. So there needs to be a lot more, proclamation of claim. In other words, much greater appreciation for love that is happening in and through us. Because each of us are being turned around, meaning wherever we've been shuffling along, wherever we've been agreeing with the darkness, wherever we have forgotten our light, wherever we've been following the ego, which, you know, that is a good portion of our day, that is soon to end. As we will amass our own great fortune, as we will amass our currency. So it's sort of like currency, golden coins. But those golden coins is love's advantage. So we think of wealth in terms of currency of energy, what we call money. But indeed, it's all like symbolic of our overreaching, how would I say that? It's just like a waterfall of golden coins. And the idea is the waterfall of love's embrace. And the idea of that is really the overflow of love that is all consuming because we're learning how to increase our divine inheritance. In other words, our spiritual gifting, our financial, our health, whatever it is. Through our own divine proxy. So all the places, and we each have them in different areas. That's how we all like keep functioning and getting along. We're each being lifted up. We're each being sewn. And when I'm saying sewn, imagine having a jacket, a sweater, a blouse, and sewn in like the seams or in this like, they're saying sudden surprise. So just imagine you're wearing a jacket and you had no idea that there were golden coins like within the seams. And so imagine like just feeling your jacket and it's like, you know, I think something's in here. Let me discover it. That's what we're all consuming. That's what we're all about now. That's what we're going to be doing for the next need of arrival. So this is like, through this like in apparent currency. So the next months, the next 6 months, there's this download of love that is literally going to be all consuming. In other words, we're here to graduate. We're here to stand up. We're here to be lifted. We're here to achieve. So allow yourself to receive this heavenly glow, this heavenly notion. So remember the stream of the golden coins. This is actually what's occurring within our structure, within our energy field. So remember, it's sort of like it's sewn into our seams. So they're using that concrete example of a jacket, and it's like within the seams are these golden coins. So that we, that jacket, of course, represents us. And so that we understand that all we need for liftoff pleasure is already built in within us. So allow, as you will allow yourself to dream big. Allowing yourself to dream big is not being scared of what is upon you. So each of us are receiving these downloads, these impressions, these whiffs of enhancement. Like, I know this is crazy. I know this is far reached. I know this is far out. I know that this can never come to be, but that is what we're all assuming. That is what we're all consuming. That is what we're allowing to be fully vested, to be fully achieved, to be fully honored. So Mary Magdalene is upon us and helping us to retrieve, helping us to believe, helping us to witness. Because again, this, when I said witness, the energy that was running through us is magnificent, because as we will witness that small change. So they want me to explain that when they're saying small change, it's like, just imagine finding one coin. I'm like, what is this one coin going to do me? That one coin is self-revealing, because remember, as we acknowledge in consciousness what already exists in the higher reality. In other words, we're coming to understand ourselves. We're coming to understand our truth. We're coming to our heavenly bliss. We're coming to they're saying stand out in our true assembly. In other words, to recognize who we are in our true assembly. So all of these lie codes that are being activated are self-revealing. So it's for us to self-restore. In other words, we're the ones that are learning to assimilate. So back to that coin, the second we recognize the presence of that coin, the second we recognize the presence of that heavenly glow, we're saying, yes, we can. And so they're saying love builds the bridge mightily, because the second we say yes to the first verse, the second verse is going to appear, like that second coin. It's like, wait a minute, I think there are more over here and more over here. So we're learning to stand up straight. We're learning to receive our assistance. Receiving our assistance means we are not trying to solve anything from the linear. We're not trying to solve anything from our history. We're not trying to solve anything from the way 3D would manage our current lifestyle. We're learning to disengage from that old attention, engagement, allowance, and to receive love upon us. So as we will receive heaven on earth. Heaven on earth is each of us have a blueprint, a plan of what is duly noted. In other words, where we best shine, where we best stand out, where we are best elated. Because again, allowing ourselves to glow, allowing ourselves to be all consumed, allowing ourselves to heal is opening the pathway for all to ingest. So each of us are leaders in our own divine element. So they want me to go back and explain leader. Leader sometimes feels like a lot of pressure. Like, I don't want more responsibility. I don't want to have projection poured upon me. Remember that your higher self already understands where you're best gifted. So if your thing is not what someone else's, you don't have to be trembling in fear that you're going to be asked to do the same. In other words, we each have our divine post. So we want to allow ourselves to graduate and really recognize that all that we need to succeed is already in our blueprints. In other words, like what's being activated is coming in divine right timing to be all consuming. So we're learning how to trust our divine self that already knows the way. So the more that we can establish love's grace upon us, it's like allowing yourself to breathe into your new natural lifestyle. You're not trying to do it the old way. You're not trying to have a gift someone else has. You're simply returning to your own master address. And when they're saying master address, they mean each and every one of us. So the more that you can sort of like allow that to be received, allow that to be perceived, allow that to come it's just like a normal occurrence when you order something from Amazon or whatever it is. It's like when it arrives, it's like, I was expecting that. It's just like a normal everyday process. So this is what we're doing. We're allowing ourselves to return to our true holy status. And it's just the most normal, natural thing in the world. So allow yourselves to be lifted, allow yourselves to be golden. So when they're saying golden, when I'm receiving everyone, I'm just receiving you in your light body, and you stand out. So they want us to explain this, like, let's just get this clear, once and for all. We each stand out vibrationally. There's no exception, and there's no trying to hide your colors. So you can try to stay indoor all day long, but love is going to find you because your energy is going to be well perceived. Your energy is going to matter. It's going to affect everything that you do. So remember that you're a wealth of love. You're a well of love. You're a well of springtime bliss and acknowledgement. And so you're turning on the collective. You don't have to worry about if you can, because you already are. So it's very essential we understand this. The process is already afoot. It's already happening. We're always in our ready, perfect, divine placement, and love is upon us. So as we allow ourselves to be gifted, so here comes the part that it's like, oh, I don't know about this next part, where the light is going to reveal the darkness. Well, don't we want that? Because wherever we're still trembling in fear, wherever we're still trying to hide, wherever everything is not serving our power, we want to know where we're still disempowering ourselves, where we're still judging ourselves, where we're still perceiving ourselves wrongly, so we can straighten up at last. So allow yourselves to be gifted, allow yourselves to be wholly consumed. Wholly consumed is you're consumed by a Holy Ghost energy, you're consumed by your own holy awareness, you're consumed by your I Am presence. You're going to stand out. They keep returning to this. It's sort of like some of us need to get like a little better acquainted with that. Vibrationally speaking, we each affecting our environment naturally. This is already upon us. It's already in good standing. It's already like a foot. When I say a foot, we're already aglow. So it's not like, how am I going to do this? Am I ready for it? It already is. The ride already started. So allow yourselves to be well perceived. Now, well perceived is where you're still blocking your own way, where you haven't figured out to get out of your own way, where you're still responding to rubbish, meaning like your old story. That's really what's occurring right now. Wherever we're still invested to our old story is being shown to us so that we can untie the knot. So you want to remember, like, imagine you have a knot in your shoelaces, and like for just a moment it's a little concerning, like, oh, I gotta get going, but I have a knot in my shoelaces. But we don't sort of go hysterical. We're like, wait a minute, one moment, and we bend down and we adjust accordingly. The more that we each understand how much power we're already entitled to, or we're already drawing from, this is so essential right now, that we stay awake and realize wherever the blemish is, wherever we have to bend down for a moment, one moment, I'll be right there, catch up with you, and untie that double knot, untie our shoelaces. We want to remember that love has already prearranged. In other words, we have the ability to start unraveling, to start untying those shoelaces. And so each of us at some extent still trembles at the sight, meaning we still have this tendency to back away from pain, to back away from uncomfortable feelings, because we don't think we can tolerate it. But what we want to understand is that we're each good to go, meaning we have the energetic resources as fully assembled. So as we breathe, as we journal, as we allow love ourselves unconditionally, as we sit outside, and we stay awake. This is the important thing, to not numb it, to not hide it, to not get out your crack pipe, like whatever your own particular addiction is. We all have ways of avoiding the present. So we want to stand ready and realize that love is inside. Remember the coins that were like sewn into the seams of our jacket? Love is inside. So as we stay capable is, this is like the new instruction. You are not your past self. You are not your personality self. You are not your ego. You are not judgment. You are God. You are the manifestation of God consciousness assuming form. So when we understand all that's being provided, all that we are now invested in, all of the golden coins, all of the springtime advancement that is upon us, we're due to awake and awaken, because we're awakening out of the delusion, we're awakening out of the false self, we're awakening out of the pain. But we can't awaken out of the pain if we're still recalling it, meaning like we're believing that's all that we are, or that's all that's available. So as you will receive your light strongly. So when they're saying strongly, it's like the light that's available, the strength of it. So remember in the beginning, it's like we're all already have the downloads. We all have the energy upon us, and they want us to understand what to now do with it. We're finding our way clearly. We're turning on our own light so we can see. When they said that to me, I have like really strong arms, like really strong arm muscles. We're turning on our own light so we can see. So you don't have to think like, okay, it sounds good, but what the heck do I do after? It's not about what to do. It's about if you will only try. So they want me to end with this. Only try means you just start feeling yourself gladly. You just start feeling yourself in holy appropriateness, and you're going to find a greater claim. You're going to find there's an aspect of you that is not that. That is not the pain, that is not your personal history, that is not your slumber, that is not your favorite addiction. And the more that we adopt that new lifestyle, it doesn't mean if you solve it the first time, the 18th time. It's that you're building that divine principle, that divine presence of love. And the more that we entitle ourselves to it, the more that we respond to it, the more that we access it by assuming it's possible. In other words, it's simply your intention. I'm lost until I'm found, so I'm lost, but I know that's just a temporary loss. That's literally all that's required. Just that building of faith, that building of love's emphasis. And so that building of that desire to stay awake, to come home, to move into that self-realized master state. And that is upon each and every one of us. Let that be well received. Let that be well delivered. That's delivered in your own divine note keeping. In other words, as you receive it, you're going to shimmy, meaning like you're going to start shaking. When I say shaking, it's like just imagine like all these golden coins now coming out of your jacket at last. It's like drop, drop, drop. And remember, those golden coins, it's like equal love significance. So it's like Lakshmi. It's not like financial golden coins, but it can be if that is what is needed for your divine calling. But it represents spiritual wealth. So spiritual wealth is coming into your master consciousness, coming into the truth of self, walking out of the matrix, walking out of the projection, walking out of the fear until you're well established. So again, each of us have a divine appointment. Each of us have a due place card. So like you go to a banquet and there's your name and a place card and you're at table 3. So it's already self-developed. You don't have to figure it out. Your higher self is going to lead you to that green pasture as you operate from that place of true remembrance. So allow love to happen. Love to happen is not, I love you. Love to happen is your oversoul. It's the truth of self. So love to happen is, it's awakening. You're taking full possession of love's occurrence, where there is nothing of you but love. And that's the truth of the self that we are soon to know. So they're saying soon, so that you can start welcoming it. You can start making room for it. That's what we're up to now. Untying the knots, making room for our true essence, receiving the golden coins in all of its certainty. So whatever we need to arrive will be provided easily, effortlessly, as we welcome ourselves home. Let us receive. And again, we're receiving our holy self. We're receiving our holy occurrence. We're receiving our holy blessings. We're receiving our holy light until we're all consumed. Meaning, that's all there is. Let us receive. And as we offer ourselves our holy remembrance, we offer one and all the same invitation. So friends, foes, political parties, countries, past, future, so when I receive that, I just have like this paint, this big fat paintbrush of light, and I just like paint everything with light. So it's sort of like this universality. It just sort of covers everything. If you have a particular heckler, meaning like a particular thorn, that's going to arrive. So trust whatever arrives. It could be someone you knew when you were 5 years old. It could be someone stepped on your foot yesterday. It could be all of the above. Trust it. Offer light, love, true remembrance. And so it is.